The PMEA represents about 80 workers throughout the borough government. They've been working under the terms of a contract that ran through June of 2017. Negotiations between the two sides have been contentious and on again, off again for over a year. The union this spring lodged an unfair labor practice complaint with the state against the borough. Employees voted down a different tentative agreement back in March, but union representatives say employees voted overwhelmingly in favor of this agreement. The new pact is retroactive to July of 2017 and will run through June of 2020. Employees will receive a 1% wage increase in each of the 3 years, and last year's 1% increase will be paid to employees in a lump sum once that agreement is finalized. This contract also gives additional wage increases to some police officers, resident assistants at Mountain View Manor, and facility specialists in the Parks and Recreation Department. Joe Bertagnoli, who was on the negotiating team for the employees, writes in an email he's happy to get the new contract over with and looking forward to getting back to work as usual. He writes that the unfair labor complaint will go away once the contract is signed. The borough's negotiator was John Hoag, a labor attorney and a former borough assembly member. He has this reaction to the vote by the employees.
Well, they said they thought they could do it, so wasn't very surprised.
PMEA employees complained to the borough assembly about Hoag's conduct during negotiation sessions. He says at this point he does not feel like he needs to address that complaint.
No, I don't. I'll say this, though. I've negotiated 3 contracts for the borough with IBEW and a previous one with PMEA, and issues regarding my conduct were never raised in those other 4 negotiation sessions, only this one.
Electrical department employees, represented by the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, or IBEW, this year also agreed to 1% wage increases for a new 3-year pact running through 2021. The borough assembly still has to vote on the PMEA contract sometime this summer. There's no quorum for a July 16th meeting, so that vote likely won't be until August 6th at the earliest. The borough's finance director has not yet calculated the cost to the borough from the 2 new labor contracts. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.